Why does she pick on me?
If somebody apologizes to you for breaking something, and you say, "That's all right, I didn't like it, but
I didn't like it anyway."
And a crying child might say, "He was eating candy and he didn't give me what."
He didn't give me any.
Okay. You might say that, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble.
When he grows up, he'll have his troubles. I can't find anything.
Okay. Now, what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Trenches.
Uh-huh. Cut by a plow. Where the plow cuts. What do you call those things? And if you have a good yield from the land, you say we raised a big what?
A big crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
I cleaned up.
Okay. Now, what do you call the second cutting of clover or grass? After it's grown up and you cut it once and it grows again. Do you remember there being a special name for that?
No.
Okay. What about the old dry dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
What about it?
Uh-huh. What'd you call it?
No.
Okay. And what about a crop that hadn't been planted that year and it grows up anyway?
It would be a volunteer.
Okay. And wheat's tied up into a what? Tied up in a... What's just something you might think you tied up into? Something you'd call
wheat.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you might say that we raised 40 something of corn to an acre, or I don't know how much you'd raise, but it's the thing they used to measure a lot of different types of
bushels.
Okay. And now what do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? Okay. And if some friends of yours and you were coming over to see me, you'd say blank and blank are coming over.
Mary Martin.
Okay, well, not using regular names.
Oh. You're not using names.
Uh-huh.
Some friends of mine are coming over.
Like would you say, like, him and me are coming over or something like that? Or